Okay, we're going to do Gittin Daf Gimel now. We left off last time on Daf Beis. We had the whole discussion of Daf Beis was about the statement of Bafani Nechtav and Bafani Nechtam. The requirement that when you bring a get, Mi Medina Siyam, you bring a get from Chutz La'aretz, you need to certify the Bafani Nechtav and Bafani Nechtam. We had two deos in the Gemara as to why you have to say Bafani Nechtav and Bafani Nechtam. Rabba said because Ein Baki in Lishma, we don't trust the Batei Din in Chutz La'aretz to write the get Lishma, and since we don't trust them to write the get lishma, you need to certify that the get was written lishma. And Rava said that the problem is that if the get is coming from Chutz La'aretz, we're afraid that if ever the Baal were to make a taina that this get is forged and that he never really divorced his wife, we would never be able to find the Edim who signed the get, or Edim who recognized the signatures of the Edim who signed the get, to be mekayim the shtar. So the way of being mekayim the get is by having the person say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtan. Those were the two opinions. The Gemara gave three nafkaminas between the two opinions, and then the Gemara asked why it is that one aid suffices. According to Rabba, the Gemara asked so far only on Rabba, why it is that one aid suffices. Shouldn't you need two aidim to tell you to certify that it was written l'shma? So the Gemara essentially said that really midaraisa, you have every right to assume it was written l'shma. A rov, or better than a rov, whatever it is, midaraisa, you have every right to assume that the get was written l'shma. It's only midarabanan that we're concerned about it, and because it's only concerned midarabanan, the rabbanan had the right to say we trust one aid to address a concern that's only a rabbanan concern to begin with. So we are holding right now in the very top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So we just said the Rabbanan were makil by allowing one aid to certify that the get was written l'shma. Fret the Gemara. Hi, kuluhu chumrahu. This isn't a kula, this is a chumra when you make one aid certify it. Had you required two aidim to certify it, that would be the end. That would be the end of the story. The get would be good, and there would be no questions ever raised on this get. The husband could never come with any sort of claim because you have two aidim that certified it. But chad, when you have only one aid that certifies the get, it still leaves the door open for the husband to come with a claim that there's something wrong, that the get was written lishmar, that the get was forged, that there's some problem with it, and therefore it could still become pasul. So this isn't a kula for the woman, this is a chumra for the woman when you say that one aid, say one guy saying b'fari nechtam, b'fari nechtam is enough. Answers the Gemara, no, it's a kula. Kivan damar mar b'fnei kama nosnala, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, chadam b'fnei beis, v'chadam b'fnei gimel. Since we say that in general, when you give a get, it either has to be in front of two or in front of three people, me'ikara meidak dayuk v'lo asi lo roi nafshei. We assume the shaliach, when he receives the get from the husband, he's going to be very careful to make sure that he has all of his facts straight, and he's going to make sure that he knows that this get was written lishma, and that the husband does intend to divorce with this get, and that he's really being made a genuine shliach, because he knows he's going to have to answer to a beis din of either two or three people. So he's going to be very careful at the outset to make sure he knows all the facts. And because, Rashi adds in the part that's missing from the Gemara, because he's going to be very careful at the outset to make sure he knows all the facts, the husband would never have the chutzpah to question him at a later date. So what was our kasha? Why do you say having one person certify it is a kula? It's a chumra, because it still leaves the door open for the husband to have tainas and the husband to claim he never wanted to divorce his wife. The Gemara's answer is, no, one aid, the shliach will be so certain before he takes this get, he's going to try to be so careful to make sure he knows all the details before he takes this get, that the husband would never have the chutzpah to question him. So it does give a certain sense of finality to the get. There's no one that's ever going to come question. That's what Rashi writes in the third skinny line, v'inami orer, even if the husband were to make a claim at that point, ein onemun, the husband wouldn't be believed, because devadai duck bimil sashapir. We assume the shaliach certainly was very careful to make sure that he understood exactly what was going on. Period. That's the end of the discussion of Rabba's shita. Again, the kashan Rabba was, why does one guy saying b'fani nechtam suffice to certify that the get was written l'shma? And we gave the whole shakla v'tarya. The Gemara is now going to give the same shakla v'tarya. This is going to sound very repetitive, pretty much the same shaklu v'tarya within Rava's shita. We're going to say, according to Rava, that the problem was that you're not going to have edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. We're going to ask the same kasha. Why is one shliach saying v'arinechtam enough to make it mitzuyin l'kaimo? Okay,
isn't this
all
free?
Is it? We'll get to that. Yeah.
Isn't this the nachamina that we said between Rava and Rava? Is it one of the nachaminas whether you should have two edim or not go?
Right.
So then this Gemara is not explaining it. It's explaining how each one can hold.
No, the nafkamina was, would you need to say b'fanei nechtam if you have two? Right? The question is, why don't you just need two in the first place? And certainly if you have two, saying b'fanei nechtam, according to everybody, that would obviously work. Nafkamina was if you have two people coming without saying b'fanei nechtam. So now says the Gemara, Ule Ravas, about seven lines into the page. Ule Rava da Amar Lefi She'ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. According to Ravu, said that the whole reason we need to say B'Farinachtam is because you're never going to find Eidim to be Mekayim the Get. Libay Trey, shouldn't you need two people to say B'Farinachtam, Mida da Hava Akiyum Shtaros di Alma? Just like regular Kiyum Shtaros, that's an important concept, Kiyum Shtaros. Just like regular Kiyum Shtaros, meaning in order to certify a shtar as being certified as authentic, you normally need two Eidim to certify that the shtar is authentic, to certify the signatures, etc. So why over here is it enough to have one guy say, B'fanei nechtam, B'fanei nechtam, Kiyum Shtaros, this is Kiyum Shtaros, you should need two people. Answers the Gemara, same answer we had yesterday. Eid echad neman b'yisurin. No, one eid is good enough when it comes to this of a heter. Frak the Gemara, Eimer damrin eid echad neman b'yisurin, kigon, chaticha safek shal chelev, safek shal shuman, delo is chazik yisura. When do we say eid echad is neman b'yisurin? When you have a piece of meat, you're not sure if it's kosher, you're not sure if it's not kosher, so you don't know what it is. So one eid tells you, don't worry, I know it's kosher meat, I saw it, I had an OU on it, so that's good enough. Aval hacha is chazik isura deishas ish, havi davar shabayarva. But over here, there's a cheskas eishas ish, you have a cheskas isur. We know she was married, we just don't know if she was divorced. So there's a cheskas eishas ish, and the matter is a davar shabayarva issue. It's not an isur vaheter issue. It's a marriage divorce related issue. Vein davar shabayarva pachs mishnayim. We already had that as a major concept yesterday. Ein davar shabayarva pachs mishnayim. You can never do anything in the world of marriage and divorce with less than two witnesses, question mark. So why is it, according to Rava, one aid is going to suffice? At least it should be like Kiyum Shtaros, and it's not Eid Echad Nan Bisur, and this is Davar Sheva Erva, you should need two aidim. Answers the Gemara, Badinu de Bekim Shtaros Nami Loldi Bayi, Kedresh Lakish, Damresh Lakish, Eidim Achsum Al Shtar, Nasu Kamish Nechkar Eidusan Bebezdin. The truth is, this shtar is not a shtar that requires a kiyum. It's considered pre-certified, and this is an important concept. Eidim achsumim al shtar nasu kamisha nechkara edusan bebezdin. That when you have signatures on a shtar, that's every bit as good as having gone through the ringer of bezdin testing whether these eidim are valid or not, and having certified that it's in fact okay. Eidim signed on a shtar is all you need. So really on a d'oraisa level, there's absolutely no requirement for kiyum shtaros in this case, because there are eidim signed on it. V'rabbanon hu da'atzruch. It's only a din d'rabbanon that we make him say b'fanei nechtam to do a sort of kiyum shtaros. Well, since we only require kiyum shtaros mid'rabbanon, the rabbanon have the right to say that we could do a watered-down version of kiyum shtaros. Instead of having two eidim, we'll have this one guy say it. V'hacha mishum iguna. Over here, particularly because of a concern of igun, we don't want the woman to become an aguna. Akilu barabanan. We're particularly makil. The rabbanan were especially makil in this case to allow just one guy to verify. B'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Frankly, more the same kash we had before. Hai kulahu? You think that's a kula? Chumrahu! That's going to be a chumra to require just one guy. Dimitzrach say trei losi bal maru pasalei, chad losi bal maru pasalei. Had you required two guys to say b'fanei nechtam, that would shut the husband's mouth forever. He would never be able to say anything about this get. But now they only required one guy to say it, so the husband's going to still be able to come make a claim. Answers the Gemara, Kivan da Amar Mar, Bifnei Kama Nosul, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Chanin, Chadam Bifnei Shnayim, Chadam Bifnei Gimel, Mei Karim, Mei Dekdaik, Vlasi Lurei Nafshei. Same answer, that's why I read it quickly. Since we said before that the guy knows he's going to have to face a Beis Din of two or three judges, when he delivers this get, he's going to make sure that he knows all the details, that it was written Lishma, and that it was written with intention to divorce and everything. He's going to make sure that everything is in place before he delivers this get, and therefore the husband's never going to be able to come make a claim, because everybody knows this shliach is going to be very, very careful to do his research before he makes a move. We do have this concept that we trust a person's research. We trust a person's instinct to do his research. We have that concept by Eid Echad being Neman to say Meis Bala, that a woman's husband died, right? That the assumption is, why is Eid Echad believed to say Meis Bala? In Davar Shebar V'Pachas Mishnayim. So the Gemara says, because we assume the woman would not get remarried unless she was sure her husband was dead. So we trust her research. It's the combination of one aid plus her research to make sure. So sometimes we do have this concept that if we assume a person is paying particularly good attention to details, that's going to carry a certain weight that just regular knowledge of a situation is not going to carry. Yeah.
And we're assuming that the shliach has more expertise than the husband himself?
Not expertise, but it's just a matter of being mevar the metzias, of being mevar what happened. The husband may have expertise, but he may also lie because he wants his wife back. So good. So now that was Rabba and Rava. We had questions on both Rabba and Rava. Now we turn our attention to why doesn't each one say like the other? V'Rava, my time alo amar karaba. Why didn't Rava say like Rabba? Meaning, why isn't Rava concerned that the Bate Din and Chutz Laretz don't know how to write a get lishma? Why isn't that Rava's concern? Why is that only Rava's concern? So amar lecha mikatani b'fanei nechtav lishma b'fanei nechtam lishma. Well, Rava says, if that were the concern of the Tanaim, then the statement b'fanei nechtam shouldn't be enough. You should have to say b'fanei nechtav lishma, b'fanei nechtam lishma. So what did we say yesterday? No, you're going to say b'fanei nechtam, then the Beis Din will ask him, was it lishma? And then he'll say yes. Well, make that part of his original statement. That's what he's coming to do, according to Rava. So Rava says that's why I don't think Rava's correct. Rava would respond, but didn't the listening, Yachi, you're right, it should have said that. But we're afraid if we give him too large of a part in the Beis Din, he has too much to read, so too much to say, he's going to forget and he's going to skip out one of the words. So we don't want to have him say b'fanei nechtav lishma. That's already three words. That's too much. So says Gemara, Hashanami asi l'migziah. Maybe b'fanei nechtav will be too much, or b'fanei nechtam will be too much, and we'll forget one of those words also. So chadmi tchlas ga'iz, chadmi tarti lo ga'iz. When you have a three-word phrase, it's common to forget one of the words of a three-word phrase. When you have a two-word phrase, it's not so common to forget one of the words of a two-word phrase. What? Is it psychology 101?
No,
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. But I know the Gemara says it's true.
Yeah. So. What about all the pesukim that we have to know by heart? Like marrying someone.
I always bring a card. The chassan always forgets. Like, his mind goes blank. He's like, he gets a little scared. Always bring a card. Always have him read from the card.
What's the phrase?
Did I tell you I'm doing a celebrity wedding this summer? A Maccabee's getting married? I'm a Masada Kiddushin for a Maccabee? I was so excited. Celebrity wedding.
What's the phrase?
What?
What's the phrase? What's
which
the
phrase?
What you just read.
Chadami tlas is one out of three a person might shear off, might cut off from the phrase. Chadami tarti, but one out of two, lo is the person is not going to cut off from the phrase. Period. So that's why Rava didn't want to say like Rabba. He thinks the words b'fanei nechtam don't address Rabba's concern. V'Rabba my time alo amar k'Rava. Why didn't Rabba want to say like Rava? Meaning, why wasn't Rabba concerned that ain't mitzui in the kaimo? Yeah.
Who answered that? Who said that? Rava said that.
You're going on what? On the last phrase?
There's only two words each one. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So says the Gemara, V'Rabba my time alom or k'Rava. Why did Rabba not want to say like Rava that the issue was that Eimetzui in the Kaimo? Samer l'cha, because Rabba will tell you, Im kein nisni b'fanei nechtam v'sulo. If you need, in order to be mekayim ashtar, all you need to do is be mekayim ashtar b'chosmav. With the signatures. So all he would need to say is, I saw the signing of the shtar. He wouldn't need to say, I saw the writing of the shtar. Bifanei Nechtav Lamli. Why would you have to say Bifanei Nechtav? When it comes to Lishma, you need the writing and the Chasima to be Lishma. But when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, a problem that you need to be Mekayim the Shtar, you only need to be Mekayim the Chosman, you only need to be Mekayim the signatures on the Shtar. So why would you have to say Bifanei Nechtav at all? So Shema Minah, being Lishma, sounds like it's really an issue of Lishma. V'Rava, how would Rava respond to that? Bedinu Delisni Hachi. You're right. It could have just said Bifanei Nechtav, and not Bifanei Nechtav. Ela Di'im Kein, Asi L'Chlufi B'Kim Shtaros B'Alma, Di'alma B'Eid Echad. But Bifanei Nechtav sounds too much like regular Kiyum Shtaros. And we're afraid that if we make his statements sound like the same statements Adam would make in a regular Kiyum Shtaros, people are going to think you could be Mekayim Shtaros in general with just one aid, and that it's not a special kula for an aguna situation. People are going to say, oh, I remember they were Mekayim that Shtar. The guy said, Bifanei Nechtav. So, Bifanei Nechtam. So we make him say a whole phrase, Bifanei Nechtav, U Bifanei Nechtam, so that it will make it recognizable, discernible from a regular case of Kiyum Shtaros. No one will get confused and think that Kiyum Shtaros can be done with one aidim. How's Rabbi going to respond to that? Rabbi would say, me dummy. It doesn't look anything like regular Kiyum Shtaros for three reasons. There are three reasons it's nothing like Kiyum Shtaros. Number one, Hasam Yadinan, Hacha Befanai. Kiyum Shtaros is, you say, Yadinan. I know that that's the signature of that guy. Over here you say, Befanai. It was in front of me that it was signed. That's a different phrase. Number two, Hasam Isha Lo Mehemna, Hacha Isha Mehemna. Regular Kiyum Shtaros, you need kosher eidim, you need men. Over here, for a shliach to bring a get, even a woman could be believed to say, Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtav. And number three, Hasam Baldover Lo Mehemin, Hacha Baldover Mehemin. Over there, by regular Kiyum Shtaros, if the shtar says, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, Shimon can't come to Bezin and say, oh yeah, I recognize those signatures, this is authentic. No, he's a Baldover, he can never be one of the eidim. Baldover, by the way, is an important concept. I have it circled there. Hasam, right over there, by a Baldover would never be believed. But over here, in our case, a Baldover would be believed. The woman herself can come with the get and say, B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. So anyway, it doesn't look like Kiyum Shtaros. We have no such worry that people are going to confuse this with regular Kiyum Shtaros. So says the Gemara, V'Rava Amarlach, and Rava would say back, Atu hacha ki amri yadinan mi lo mehemni. Rava would say, you're right, that in normal Kiyum Shtaros you use the word yadina, not b'fanei. But is there anyone that will tell you that if you say Yadinan that it was Kasav and Yadinan that it was Chasam, that it wouldn't work over here by a get? I mean, who says that Dafka using those magic words? They don't have to use those magic words. They could use the word Yadinan also. And then we're invited back to the problem that it looks too much like Kiyum Shtaros. V'kivan d'chiyamri Yadinan mehemni, since when they say Yadinan they would be believed, we may come to confuse that for regular Kiyum Shtaros and allow regular Kiyum Shtaros to be done with what?
Moneid.
Exactly. Period. Says the Gemara now, L'Rabba Damar L'Fishein B'Kiyum L'Shma. If you assume like Rabba that the whole problem is Ein B'Kiyum L'Shma, and the whole certification is that it was written and signed L'Shma, right? Rabba said that it has to be, that's why you have to say B'fanei Nechtav, U'B'fanei Nechtav, because both of those things need to be done L'Shma. Whereas if it's just a Kiyum Shtaros, Rabba's whole taina on Rabba was, if it's just a Kiyum Shtaros, you should have only had to say B'fanei Nechtav. Right? But both of those things, Nechtav and Nechtav, have to be done L'Shma. Ask the Gemara, Man haitana debayik siva L'Shma, U'bayi chasima L'Shma. Does there exist such a tana that holds you need both siva and chasima L'Shma on a get? We're going to see, there's a machlokas, Ramei and Rabbi Lazar. Each one holds you need something lishma. The Torah says that you need something lishma, right? What does the Torah say? The kasav la sefer krisos. And we darshan, la means la lishma. But who says that you need both lishma? Who's the Tana that holds that you need both lishma? E Rabbi Meir, if you want to go like Rabbi Meir, chasima bai k'siva lo bai. Rabbi Meir holds you only need the chasima lishma. Rabbi Meir darshans the pasuk v'kasav la lishma v'kasav la sefer krisus as talking about the chasima, not the actual writing of the shtar. That the kasav is going on the chasima, it's going on the signing of the shtar. That's the only thing that needs lishma. Ditnan ein kosvin b'mechuber l'karka. As we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to see a Mishnah later in the Masechta, that you're not allowed to write a get on something that's mechuber l'karka, on something that's attached to the ground, like on a tree or something. Kasva ala mechuber l'karka, but if you write on a giant fig leaf, let's say, you write a get, tulsho, and then you detach it, chasmo, and then you sign it once it's detached, v'nasalon, you give it to her kasher. That's kasher. Why? Because what are we interested in? Not whether it was kosher at the time of writing, but whether it was kosher at time of signing, the time of the chasima. That's Rav Meir Shita. Only chasima matters. The get could be printed out, on a computer or whatever. That's fine. You don't need a ksiva lishma. It could come from where a monkey could write. It doesn't make a difference. As long as the chasima is done lishma, that's what matters. So if we're going like Rabbi Meir, then we have a problem over here. Why do you have to say b'fanai nechtav according to Rabbah? Says Gemara in Rabbi Lazar, and if we're going like Rabbi Lazar, ksiva bai chasima lo bai, then you should, ksiva requires lishma, chasima does not require lishma. Rabbi Lazar understands v'kas of la lishma means the ksiva only has to be lishma, not the chasima. So the Gemara is going to have four possibilities, of who we're going like. So first the Gemara says, v'chite me'li'olam Rabbi Lazar hi. Maybe we'll say that we're really going like Rabbi Lazar, and eino chinami, really only what needs to be lishma according to Rabbi Lazar. What? I didn't hear you. Only the ksav needs to be lishma, good. Only the ksiva needs to be lishma. So v'chi lo bai Rabbi Lazar chasim lishma midaraisa midrabanan bai. Says the Gemara, yeah, you know why you have to say b'fanei nechtam? Because the on a daraisa level, Enochinami Rabbi Lazar holds you don't need chasim lishma, but on a drabanan level, you do require chasim lishma. So says Gemara, v'shlosha gitin psulin drabanan v'lo bayi Rabbi Lazar chasim lishma. There are three gitin that are pasul midrabanan, and Rabbi Lazar does not require chasim lishma on them. Meaning, he holds even the chachila, it's okay, you don't need chasim lishma on them at all. So that tells you that even midrabanan, Rabbi Lazar does not require what? Chasim alishma. Titnan, the Mishnah says, Gimel gitin psulin, v'mnisis havlad kasher. There are three gitin that are not good, but b'dieved they'll work. Meaning if a woman gets remarried based on having this get from her first husband, the child's not going to be a mamzer, the child will be a kasher. And those three examples of gitin are as follows. Kasav b'ksav yado v'en alavedin. The husband wrote the get in his own handwriting, but there are no witnesses signed on it. Number two, yesha alav edim v'en bozman. There are witnesses signed on it, but there's no date on the get. And number three, yesh bozman v'en bo ele erechad. There's a date on the get, but there's only one witness signed on the get. Hareilu shlosha gitin psulim v'mnisav lad kasher. These are three gitin that are all pasul l'chadchila, but b'diyevet they would work. The child won't be a mamzer. Rabbi Lazar Omer, this is the key. Afal pi she'ena lav edim ela she'nasun la b'fnei edim kasher. That even if there are no Edom on a get, it doesn't matter. As long as you give the get in front of Edom, no Edom need to be signed on the shtar. Why? Because Rabbi Lazar holds even midrabanan chasima means nothing. It doesn't matter to have chasima. So again, we're stuck back now to say, who's Rabbi going like when he says you need to have both ksiva and chasim lishma? It can't be Rabbi Lazar who requires definitely ksiva lishma, and we can't suggest that Rabbi Lazar might require chasim lishma midrabanan. We see beferish over here, yod kasha lechadchila without a chasima at all. And you can even collect from nechasim mishubadim, real property. It's another important concept. Because we assume that no Edom would sign on, that Edom are not required to sign on a get for any real reason other than tikkun ha'olam, other than just a way of making life easier for the batei din. It's that we're afraid of what's going to happen if you're relying purely on Edom who saw the get being given. What if we never find those Edom and someone says, hey, they were never divorced and we can't find the Edom, or the Edom died or whatever? So it just makes life easier when you have Edom signed on, because then you know you could always go back to those Edom. But that's the whole reason. It's all mipnei tikkun olam. That's also an important concept. Eina Edom chosma al get elo mipnei tikkun ha'olam. That's an important concept. So basically, our first attempt to show who Rabba could be going like in requiring both ksiva and chasim lishma failed. Our first attempt was to say it was going like Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar vaday holds you need ksiva lishma. Chasima, he also holds midrabanan you need lishma. Gemara says that's absolutely not true. He does not hold you need chasima at all. Lishma and halishma, you don't even need chasimos. Chasima is simply not required. It's only a tikkun olam thing that we do. Yeah.
It seems as though these opinions are they're only dealing with Lishma, nothing to do with holding up the testimony, or so to speak. Like the Edim, like we don't care if the Edim have to like to verify that they were the ones who signed on at all.
Yeah, we're going to get to that discussion. You'll get to that discussion a lot next year about the issue of Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar versus Eidus L'Birur Adavar.
Whether
Eidim are there to verify what happened, or you just need Eidim to make the get work.
Right.
And it's not about verifying what happened. Yeah, by Gittin, Pashtus is the Eidim are not, their primary responsibility is to be there to make the get work, much like Eidei Kiddushin. It's not that anyone's going to question whether this guy and this girl are married, it's that they're not married without Eidim. So too with a get. Yeah.
Maybe it's different in this case because, first of all, there, in the cases that were just mentioned, there's no Befanai Nichtav, Befanai Nichtam. And also, there's.
Yeah, but Befanai Nichtam, Rabbi said the only reason you need that is because there's a concern that one of those things wasn't done Lishma. So the implication is those things always, always have to be done Lishma.
But we just saw that this is not a regular case of Shtaros.
Yeah, but by get, this whole conversation is by a get.
Right, this get is not a regular case of Sharos, so how can we compare other cases of Sharos?
Well, who's comparing other cases of Sharos? Rabbi Lazar holds within the world of get. Within the world of get, that you don't even need chasimos. Yeah, this whole thing is by a get. Says we're possibility number two. So maybe we could say, what's the other logical part? We tried to say, we know that Rabbi Meir holds you need chasim l'shma. We know Rabbi Lazar holds you need ksiv l'shma. So our first attempt was to say that, yeah, the reason you need both Lishma is because really you need Ksiva Lishma, and even Rabbi Lezer would say you need Chasima Midrabanan. What's the next logical thing to say? Good, really, we're going like Rabbi Meir, and obviously you need Chasima Lishma, and Ksiva you need Midrabanan also. So says Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir would hold you need Ksiva Lishma. Vela Rabbi Meir, Vichilobai Rabbi Meir, Ksiva Lishma Midaraisa, Midrabanan Bai. The fact that Rabbi Meir doesn't require Ksiva Lishma is only on a Daraisa level, but on a Drabanan, he will require. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work either. V'ha'amar Rav Nachman, Omer ha'yirah meir, afilu matzo ba'ashpa v'chasmu v'nasnu la'kasher. If you find a get in the garbage dump, and you, I'm sorry, I don't have photocopies of daf dalet amud aleph for you, but if you find a get in the garbage dump, and you pick it up, and you sign it, that's also kosher according to Rav Meir. Kosher l'chadchila. It's perfectly kosher. You find a get in the garbage dump. Where's the ksiva l'shma? Obviously, Rav Meir doesn't care about ksiva l'shma at all. Not d'oraisa, not d'rabanan. So that attempt also fails. V'chi tema, unless you say, try to revive that attempt and say, anan mi d'oraisa kamasninan la, that no, it's only on a d'oraisa level that it's kosher if you find it in the garbage. But mi d'rabanan, when you find it in the garbage, it's pasul. Ihachi omer hayra meir dvar Torah mi bayalei. Then it should have said, when Rav Nachman said finding it in the garbage, he shouldn't have said, as the last line of Gimel and Beis reads, Omer Hayra Meira Filu Matzah Ba'ashpa, that Rav Meir holds even if you find it in the garbage, he should have said, Omer Hayra Meir Midaoraisa Afilu Matzah Ba'ashpa. It must be that this statement that Rav Meir would make the get kosher when you find it in the garbage and sign it is even midrabanan. Because you can't otherwise say, yeah, Rav Meir holds it's okay. No, he doesn't. If he holds that midrabanan, it's no good. You can't just say Rav Meir holds it's okay without specifying that only midaraisa holds it's okay, but midrabanan he doesn't. Elamai, it must be Rav Meir holds it's 100% okay. Why? Because you don't need ksiva lishma. So far we tried to find the Tana who holds that you need both Ksiva and Chasima Lishma. It's not Rabbi Lazar, and it's not Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lazar holds you need only Chasima Lishma, Rabbi Meir holds you only need Ksiva Lishma. Let me just read another couple of lines, even though I realize a lot of you don't have it, but just for the Hashlam of the Sugya. Elu Liolam Rabbi Lazar hi. Really, maybe we can go back and say it is Rabbi Lazar. V'chilobar Rabbi Lazar Chasima, Hecha deleka edim klal, hecha deika edim ba'i. Da amar Rabbi Abba, moda Rabbi Lazar, b'mezuyif mitocho, shu pasul. When does Rabbi Lazar say that you don't need a chasima? That is only when there are no edim at all. Rashi writes, when there are no edim signed on it at all, that would be okay. And that's okay if there's no edim at all. But if you have edim, they got to at least sign the Shema. Meaning, if you're going to come with a get that has edim on it, then even Reb Elazar would be mode that you don't need to put the Eidim there. They don't need to sign on. But if you want them to sign on for Tikkun HaOlam or for whatever concerns you have, you want them to sign on, well then Reb Elazar would be mode that you need to do it Lishma. So it's not that Midrabbanan Reb Elazar requires Chasima Lishma. No, he's still, even Midrabbanan doesn't require Chasima. But if you're going to do it, you better do it right. If you're going to do a Chasima, then you got to do it Lishma. So that's our third attempt to find who holds that you need to say b'fanei nechtav u b'fanei nechtam, that you need both of those things l'shma. Third attempt works. It's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. If you have a get that has a text and signatures, then Rabbi Elazar will be moda that you need to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Very important concept, mezuyaf mitocho, a star that is inherently looks forged, that is inherently problematic. If you have Eidim signed on the star, shalo l'shma, it makes it an inherently problematic star. Skip the Eidim entirely, there's no inherent problem with it. One more thing, last shita, Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says, now forget Rav Lazar, forget Rav Meir, what are you doing all these intellectual acrobatics for, to try to figure out who holds both Ksiva and Chasima? There's a third Tana who holds that you need both Ksiva and Chasima l'shma. Rav Ashi Amar, Hamani? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds this way. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda posel ad shetek sivaso v'chasimaso betalush. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need to write it and sign it when it's detached from the ground. Why? Because both the writing and the signing are critical. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need both of them to be done properly, to be done l'shma. Says the Gemara, we had Rabbi Yehuda in our back pocket this whole time, and we spent a whole amud kvetching around with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar. What were we doing? Why didn't we pull out Rabbi Yehuda to begin with? Why do we have to? It's a strange question for the Gemara to ask, because the Gemara always does that. We always just the Hagdil Torah Lahadir. We try to, in order, as way of being malabi in all the shitos of understanding all the other shitos, we discuss the shitos that we know aren't correct first, as a way of being mevar them. So it's a strange kasha for the Gemara to ask. But anyway, the Gemara does ask it. So the Gemara says, why didn't we just say Rabbi Yehuda the first time? Says Gemara, Mahadrina na Rameir destam asnisin Rameir. We'd rather, we would have preferred to be able to say the Mishnah is going like Rameir, because we have a rule in all of Shas. Another important concept. Stam Masnisin Rav Meir, which means that whenever you have a Stam Mishnah without an author, you always assume it's going like Rav Meir. So we would like to say that our Mishnah is going like Rav Meir. And Umahadrin and Rabbi Elazar, Dekaimelan Hilchsa Kavase Begitten. And we wanted to say like Rabbi Elazar, because apparently there's a klal in Psak that Halacha Rabbi Elazar Begitten. So we would rather make the Mishnah Aliba de Hilchsa, follow the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, rather than make the Mishnah follow Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So, but since it failed, when we tried to make it go with Rabbi Meir, we tried to make it go with Rabbi Elazar, it didn't work, so therefore we were stuck with saying it was Rabbi Yehuda. Not entirely true, it sort of worked to say it goes like Rabbi Elazar. That third approach did work, where we said that Rabbi Elazar holds, if you're going to have chasimos, they do need to be l'shma. So let's just summarize what the Daf said. So on Daf Gimel and Aleph, we discussed why Rava doesn't hold like Rabba, and why Rabba doesn't hold like Rava. Then Amud Beis was all about, and Anta Dalet Amud Aleph was all about what? Was all about where is the Tana that holds that you need both Ksiva and Chasima Lishma. Okay, any questions? No? Yeah?
Back on Gimel Aleph, when we said that we do see in Halacha that someone's research or someone's efforts are actually accounted for, Does that change the halachic status, or we're just going to assume that the Baal is not going to have the chutzpah, like you said, to question the guy?
Rashi goes a step further and says, and even if he would question, we wouldn't believe him.
Yeah,
so it changes the halachic status. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabbah on your final.